pretty. Way down in the lonely valley, Pretty Polly did dwell, who was courted by Captain, who loved her so well. Her father and mother came this far to know, and departed Pretty Polly and her own true love. One night she was musing on the bed, a very strange notion came through Polly's head. She went to her father's stable and viewed them all round, and picked out a horse could travel the ground. Then first a vest coat she put on, and every degree she seemed like a man, with a brace and a pistol sworn by her side. Like a United States soldier, Pretty Polly did ride. She rode, till she came to the town, and there she put up beside of the crown. The first one she met with was an English old lord, the next one was a captain, Pretty Polly's true love. What news from your country, what news do I hear? She handed him a letter from Polly, oh dear. He opened the letter, 10 pennies he found, saying Polly is a soldier with the men all around. Pretty Polly, being wearied, she hung down her head. She called for a candle to light her to bed. The captain replied, "Have a bed at my ease, and you may lie with me, kind sir, if you please. To lie with the captains, to lie with the king. I'm a United States soldier, from George Washington I came. I fight for my liberty by sea and by land. If you be my captain, I'll be your command." Now Polly is married, she lives at her ease. She goes when she gets ready, returns when she please. She left her old parents to grieve and to mourn, saying, "Polly, oh Polly, when will you return?"